Hey guys, this is Post MC Noob here. I said at the start of this episode that this would be called Tales from Bedrock, but it's not, because this is from Java. So I named the episode Tales from Java for real. But I did say Tales from Bedrock, so just ignore that, please. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the episode. Hey guys, what's up? MC Noob here. Today, or in this episode, I'm going to be talking about some stories and doing the Tales from Bedrock number 6. I thought it was only right to do a Tales from Bedrock to kind of give you some good stories of because I've been gone for so long. Just recently posted a Where I've Been episode, check that out. And yeah, I'm not going to waste too much time on the intro. Let's go right into it. I need to get back into the podcast vibe. So, this story came basically a month ago, I believe. I started up a new survival world. It's just me not playing Minecraft the right way and screwing everything up. But, I'll just get straight into telling it. So, here's what happened. I booted up a new world on Java. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna beat Minecraft finally, because I haven't beaten Minecraft on Java. So, just heads up, it didn't go well. But I'm like, okay, I will beat it today, or on this world, not today. So I'm like, okay, punching trees. Like, I punched out trees and made some tools. Like, I did the basic stuff, got stone tools, and then I went into a cave, got some coal, then set up a hill house with dirt, and because you know I'm really good at making hill houses with dirt. It was like very small, but it served its purpose. I'm like, okay, I had gotten some food from some sheep, and I'd gotten like some wool. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna make a bed, set my spawn point, and go mining, because I need iron. So what I did is I did exactly that. I went down into the mines, right? I strip mined for about half an hour, got no iron. Then I realized I was still on like Y35. Because I built the hill house on a high Y level due to the new 1.19, like, some sea level usually is where, like, is pretty low down. So I mined down for, like, 20 minutes because I started on Y, like, 100. I mined down for, like, 20 minutes, found nothing, started mining straight. I found like 2 pieces of iron, and then I checked my F3 or my coordinates. I realized I was at Y 40. Then I dig down till like Y 0. Then I mine there. I get a decent amount of iron for iron armor and stuff, and like tools and stuff. But I only got an iron pickaxe and a bucket. I don't think I got a shield, because that will end in some later consequences. And then I went back up to the surface. Since it was nighttime, I slept. And then I, like, crafted all my stuff, like iron armor. So then I went outside, killed some more animals, right? And then I'm like, okay, I will get diamonds. Because I may have also said this, I've never gotten full diamond playing. You heard nothing. So I'm gonna try to get full diamond armor. So that's what I did. Went down to Y negative 30 or something. I don't know why I didn't just go down 20 more blocks. I think I wanted to avoid deep sleep, because I don't know, but basically I went strip mining there, right? I found a bunch of iron, and then it happened. I ran into a cave, and I'm like, okay, my heart's beating, because I don't like mobs. I really don't like mobs. Like, I really, really don't like mobs. I think I've said that enough. But I don't like mobs. So I just wanna like pass the cave, but I'm like, okay, I'm gonna cave, I'm gonna find diamonds. And you know, I caved at the start, but that was just for coals, shallow mining, no mobs there. But I'm gonna cave in a deep cave. It was a ravine, by the way, not really a cave. And I'm like, okay, I went in, ran out of torches, which was not smart. So now I'm using a flint and steel as a light source. And I run into a skeleton, right? The skeleton shooting at me. I don't have a shield. I'm running. And then I run into another skeleton. So basically, the ravine's pretty like, compact. And there's really like 10 blocks width, and it's like, and there's two skeletons. I'm really low now, like I'm at half health. Oh, and I'm eating because my hunger's low because I forgot to eat. And then skeletons keep shooting at me. I try to kill one, I fail. It keeps shooting at me, and then I try to kill it again, and I finally succeed. Then the other skeleton shoots me again. I'm like really low, and then I attempt to kill it. I die. I lose a bunch of my stuff. I respawn. I have 5 minutes to get my stuff, so I'm like freaking out and going back to my going down the staircase mine to the cave. I get in the cave with nothing on me. Cannot see my stuff because I was using a flint and steel as a light source. And I don't have that anymore because I lost it. So I can't see anything. I still find my stuff though. I put my armor back on, get my sword, kill that skeleton, light the cave up with flint steel. And I still didn't grab torches, by the way, because I'm dumb. But I grab the flint and steel, light the cave up. The fire burns down, but I light the area up so I can see something. There's like three creepers, but I just run away. That's no biggie. And then I see it. The glint. The glorious glint of diamonds. The glorious glint of diamonds. I mine it. It's a one vein. But I'm still happy I found diamonds. I'm so happy. Yeah, you know what's gonna happen. While I'm like excited, a creeper sneaks up on me, explodes, but guess what? I didn't die. No, I'm just kidding. I died. Yeah, I lost all my stuff again. That diamond though, that one diamond. So basically, that I just lost it. And then what I do? Okay, it's kind of a replay of what happened with the skeleton. I go back down. I get my stuff. Because the part I went into of the cave, bright because there was a lava pillar. Note the lava pillar. When I say lava pillar, there's like a hole in the wall of the ravine and lava's coming out of it. Lava pillar, totally. And I'm like, okay, I got the diamond back. You may know, fun fact, when you see a diamond, when you mine it, it might be a one vein, but mine around the diamond. Because if you mine around the diamond, on the diagonals where you can't see, the diagonals, you can't see normally if you break that one block. But if you break the blocks around the diamond, you might find more diamonds. Diagonal to that one diamond. I'm talking like, just like, yeah. I hope you understand that. If you don't, I'm sorry. But basically, so what I did is I mined around the diamond. I find two more diamonds. I'm super happy. I don't go back up to the surface. No, I don't, because I don't have many brain cells. I don't go back up to the surface. I take out my wood, make a crafting table, make some sticks, make a diamond pickaxe, and then it happened again. I try to make use the water, a water bucket in my inventory, and to make the lava pillar obsidian, so I can get obsidian for another part of blah, blah, blah. But I accidentally fall into the lava. I'm freaking out now because I have a diamond pickaxe on me, iron armor, and some iron stuff, which is pretty valuable. I also have some gold on me, and some coal and copper, which nobody cares about, but coal's pretty good, but copper. No one cares about copper. If you care about copper, please don't be offended. I don't care about copper. But you never know. I mean, I did try to make a copper Statue of Liberty, but yeah, we don't talk about that. Yeah, so I die in the lava. I'm freaking out because I could have placed the water bucket, but the lava was too deep. So if I placed the water bucket, it would still be under me. I don't think that would work. So I die. My diamonds and everything were lost in the lava. I rage quit the world. I delete the world. That is the last time I ever saw Survival World number 3. That is the end of that one story. There's another story coming up of me speedrunning, attempting and failing to speedrun Minecraft. And I will see you guys after the break. Bye. Hey guys, what's up? We are back from halftime, intermission, whatever you want to call it. And I am ready to tell you the story of how I tried and failed to speedrun Minecraft. Spoiler alert, I didn't get very far. But this will probably be shorter than the last one. And let's just hop right into it. So I start a world trying to speedrun Minecraft. I don't find a seed. I just go right into the world. I spawn on a mountain with one tree. I get wood. I do all the basic stuff. I get a pickaxe. I get stone. I get a stone axe, stone shovel, stone pickaxe. I go down the mountain, and I find a village. So basically, I walk down the mountain, take some damage. Then I run about 100 blocks forward. Well, every direction is forward wherever you look. North, because I think you always spawn looking north. So then I walked north, and I found a village. The village had a blacksmith. The blacksmith had leather armor in it, and it was absolutely nothing good. Just leather armor. And then I'm going around the houses, getting the loot and collecting beds, because I said this in a previous episode, I don't know which one, you need beds to defeat the Ender Dragon while speedrunning. And normally you should also use beds, but yeah. So I get beds and loot. I get basically nothing good. I get the hay bales, and I make bread, so I have a food source. Then basically my time is at like 5 minutes right now, which is really bad. Knowing the world record is 9 minutes, but this is my first time trying to speedrun. I've never literally tried it before. Actually, maybe I have, but I don't remember it. So I go and look for a lava pool within 10 blocks of the village. Not 10, okay, that's kind of an exaggeration. 50 blocks of the village, there's a lava pool. You can see it. I go to the lava pool, and oh, I forgot. I killed the iron golem. I got 3 iron. I made a bucket, got water. Then I go to the lava pool. I'm ready to do a bucket portal. I failed. It took me literally 10 minutes to make a bucket portal, putting my time at 16 minutes, but it took me 10 minutes. So I made a full frame. I screwed up the bucket portal. I turned half of the lava into obsidian by accident. And I tried to make a bucket portal. I failed, like, miserably. But then I eventually got it. But then I realized, I don't have iron for a flint and steel. I don't have flint, which that's not that hard to get. But I don't have iron for a flint and steel. And for some reason, I don't go and mine for it. I look for a cave, but there's no cave. I don't go strip mining for it, which might take long. So what I do is, I pause the world. I Google a tutorial on how to light another portal with no flint and steel. I learned the tutorial, by the way, for anyone who wants to know. Basically, what you have to do is you make the nether portal frame, right? Right in front of the nether portal, you're gonna make a 2-block pit. And in that pit, you're gonna place one bucket of lava. And the source block should be on the right. So on the side, and then get 2 planks of wood. And make sure the pit is not flammable blocks. So do like cobblestone. Or like, what's it called? Sandstone. But I used cobblestone. But basically, just place on the right source block. You can do it on the left too, but it doesn't matter. Then on the side where there's no source block, place a plank of wood. And then, place a plank of wood in the frame of the portal directly above that first plank. And then you wait, and basically the idea is you burn the plank, catches on fire that from the lava, and then the second plank catches on fire from the first plank, and that burns, and it will light the portal. But sometimes it just burns and doesn't light the portal. So it took about 10-15 minutes, yes, 10-15 minutes, to actually get the portal to be lit. And then my time's at like half an hour, like 37 minutes. And I'm like, okay, now I can actually like get in the nether. So I go to the nether, do that thing to protect your portal while putting cobblestone around it. And then I'm running around and I do find a bastion, but I'm actually too worried about the piglin brutes or piglins to go there because I forget to put gold boots on. So I'm scared to go there. So I don't. I just look for another fortress. I find one. And here's what happened. I'm bridging over to another fortress, right? I ignored all previous tips that I have given you and bridged with netherrack to the fortress. And you may know, netherrack can be blown up by gas. A gas fireballs my bridge. Where I am, that gas hit the bridge. I fall into lava. I desperately, never mind. I'm just not gonna tell you about that. I try to place water. It doesn't work. So actually, I died to lava in both these stories. But I desperately try to place water. It doesn't work. This time, I actually remembered to place water. But it didn't work. Because I'm in the nether. And you can't place water in the nether. And I die. And yes, again, I get kind of annoyed. So I quit that Minecraft world. And I never have speedrun or beaten Minecraft in my life. In general. And that's pretty much it for the story. I died in lava both times because I'm so bad at the game. But somehow I have a podcast with literally 100 episodes on how to be good at the game. Yeah, that's weird. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please remember to share this with a friend, share this with a family member, share this with a pet, share this with a relative, whatever. And it's kind of the same as a family member, but doesn't matter. Share this with anyone. Remember to comment on and reply to the polls and questions And thank you so much for listening to this. Again, I'm so sorry for not posting for a while. But anyways, guys, I'll see you in the next one. MC Noob, out.